Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Toradiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namaiva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prayers by the Personified Vedas from Krishna Book 1970, Part 337. This is entitled Prayers by the Personified Vedas. Dear Lord, considering all points of view, if one has to worship someone superior, then just out of good behavior, one should stick to the worship of your lotus feet, because you are the ultimate controller of creation, maintenance, and dissolution. You are the controller of the three worlds, Bhur, Bhuvar, Svar. And you are the controller of the 14 upper and lower worlds, and you are the controller of the three material qualities. Demigods and persons advanced in spiritual knowledge are always engaged in hearing and chanting about your transcendental pastimes, because this has the specific potency of nullifying the accumulated results of sinful life. Intelligent persons factually take a dip in the ocean of your nectarian activities and very patiently hear of them. Thus they immediately become freed from the contamination of material qualities. They do not have to undergo severe penances and austerities for advancement of spiritual life. This chanting and hearing of your transcendental pastimes is the easiest process for self-realization. Simply by submissive oral reception of the transcendental message, one's heart becomes cleansed of all dirty things. Thus, Krishna consciousness becomes fixed in the heart of a devotee. The great authority, Bhishma Dev, has also given the opinion that this process of chanting and hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all Vedic ritualistic performances. Dear Lord, the devotee who wants to elevate him or herself simply by this process of devotional activities, especially by hearing and chanting, very soon comes out of the clutches of the dualities of material existence. By this simple process of penance and austerity, the supersoul within the devotee's heart becomes very pleased and gives the devotee directions so that he or she may go back home, back to Godhead. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that one who engages all activities and senses in devotional service to the Lord becomes completely pacified because the supersoul is satisfied with that person. Thus, the devotee becomes transcendental to all kinds of dualities such as heat and cold, honor and dishonor. Being freed from all dualities, one feels transcendental bliss and no longer suffers cares and anxieties due to material existence. Bhagavad Gita confirms that the devotee, who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness, has no anxiety for his or her maintenance or protection. Being constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one ultimately achieves the highest perfection. While in material existence, one lives very peacefully and blissfully without any cares and anxieties. And after quitting this body, one goes back home, back to Godhead. The Lord Himself confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, "My supreme abode is a transcendental place where going, no one returns to this material world. Anyone who attains that supreme perfection, being engaged in my personal devotional service in the eternal abode, reaches the highest perfection of human life and doesn't have to come back again to this miserable material world." My Lord, it is imperative that the living entities be engaged in Krishna consciousness, always rendering devotional service by the prescribed methods such as hearing and chanting and executing your orders. My Lord, if a person is not engaged in Krishna consciousness, it is useless for that person to exhibit the symptoms of life. Generally, it is accepted that if a person is breathing, one is considered alive. But a person without Krishna consciousness may be compared to a bellows in a blacksmith shop. The big bellows is a bag of skin which exhales and inhales hair. And a human being who is simply living within that bag of skin and bones, without taking to Krishna consciousness and loving devotional service, is no better than those bellows. Similarly, a non-devotee's long duration of life is compared to the long existence of a tree. One's voracious eating capacity is compared to the eating of dogs and hogs. And one's enjoyment and sex life is compared to that of the hogs and goats. The cosmic manifestation has been possible because of the entrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Mahavishnu within this material world. The total material energy becomes agitated by the glance of Mahavishnu, and only then does the interaction of the three material qualities begin. Therefore, it should be concluded that whatever material facilities we are trying to enjoy are available only due to the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.